Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
This is going to be a pull back the curtain moment. This is going to be a moment of sharing with you the value Tolo. And first and foremost, let me say that Sean addressed a lot of this earlier on the Sean and RJ show, and I thought he did a brilliant job with that. What was that, 7:45?
Yeah, 7:40 this morning, yeah.
And really, really, really well done. And I caught the back half of that, and it was really, really well done. But we need to address some things that are underway. Now, our thought process on addressing this was a coin flip, because we're like, first of all, this isn't a major thing. On the other hand, our Tolos and people that are loyal listeners and even just casual listeners, like, oh, wait, I'm hearing something different. I'm noticing something different. The segments that I've always known and love, the intros, the intro songs, the appointment segments, like for us, it'd be the Today Game happening right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of our highest rated segments. And it's not there. And so people are starting to notice that, and they're saying, what is happening? What's going on? Well, our program director, Gavin Spittle, was all over the Tolo Facebook page last night, 105.3 The Fan Club. It's a Tolo page created by Tolos for Tolo. So if you have Facebook and you love the station, go join that. You answer a few questions, prove you're a Tolo, and they'll let you in. And he was on there all night answering questions, which was great. And I think that anytime there's change, I think there's freak out. I'm not just talking about it on the radio. I'm just taking in life. We don't like change. We get into our routines. We get into the things we enjoy doing, and we're not always crazy about any of those things changing. And so, yeah, it's not always crisis music. These changes that we're experiencing here are changes that our management has decided to do, and it's just minor tweaks. And so it's just a matter of trying to grow as a show, to make the show better, to give you the entertainment and sports coverage that you want and need. And it's just trying to figure out the most efficient way to do that. And, you know, nothing is like the hosts aren't leaving. The subjects we do aren't even going to change. I mean, it's just like instead of, I guess the Today Game is gone. But like, in other words, it's not like we're not going to do non-sports. I think there's a lot of freak out going, oh my God, they're never going to do non-sports again. Mm-hmm. That's just not the case.
No, I think, you know, this is the third radio station we've worked for and the second time back here. You know, we started here and came back, went to another station, then came back. And one of the things that, you know, the longer you're in any type of business, what you'll find is that everybody's got an opinion on something. Everybody does. You know, I mean, we worked at one station where our boss was constantly really interested in what his next door neighbor had to say about the radio business. And it was a man who didn't work in radio, but it always really mattered to him. And so the point
being,
my neighbor. So the point being as you listen, each one of you out there, you have your own opinions on the way things should be or what you like or what you don't like. And so generally, unless you're number one undefeated at all times, you're constantly trying to improve on that. And so people that work in the business and work outside the business, they all have opinions on things. And, you know, you workshop all those opinions and go, okay, well, we've been doing this way for a long time. Why don't we try go about doing this thing this way? And that's really all that's happening. You know, it's the same people doing it. Ben and I aren't going to change. We're not going to suddenly be different people. We've been doing this for a long time now. We have our personalities and do what we do. But some of the format part of it might change. And if you're crazy dialed in at all times, first of all, we love you. Because that's pretty incredible. Like if you're the type of listener that notices when the clock changes, what a great listener. God bless you. You rock. You're the absolute best. Most people get in and out of their cars and don't have a job where they can just sit by the radio all day. In fact, a giant portion of our listeners listen via podcast that we post because everybody's busy. Everybody's got a lot of things going on. So, you know, there's tweaks going on. There's changes going on. But Ben and I are still here with KT and Shippy. The morning show is still there with their gang. And G-Bag Nation is still there with their gang. And the evening show is still there with their gang. And we're just tweaking the way it looks or the way it sounds in this case. But it's not really that different. We've gotten rid of some things that we were doing all the time. Like you mentioned the Today game. It's time to do something fresh, man. We've been doing that for like 5 years now. Right? Let's do something fresh. And the other aspect of it is that, and Sean mentioned this, we were taking fewer calls and we were taking fewer text messages. We would still do the occasional segment, I know on our show at least, where we would do tell us what you're thinking, in which we take a lot of calls. Or if we saw a text message that really grabbed us, we would put it out. But the idea too is, you know, headed into football season, this is the peak time of sports listenership in DFW. Because it's a cowboy crazy community. So if we're going to tweak some things, now's a good time to do it, headed into football season. So I think it's really cool that so many people noticed that there were changes. But ultimately, the changes are pretty minor. Again, I think it's awesome that you're noticing. But whatever your fears are, it's not what you think it is. It's, you know, and probably 2 or 3 days from now, you won't even think about the changes.
Right.
It's going to be whatever you've been listening
Nobody's told us, hey, don't be funny. Don't do fun stories. None of that.
Right.
That hadn't happened. What we're talking about is just getting into things more quickly. And so, like, we may do a non-sports topic, but we'll do, you know, the segment's about 12 minutes long. We may do 6 minutes on sports and then 6 minutes on non-sports. So, really, if you're the type of person who just wants sports, and there's a lot of people out there, or if you're the type of person who wants to be entertained by other types of things beyond sports, well, both of those audiences will be super served, which is pretty cool. But yes, to your point, Skin, those of you who noticed intro songs not playing, or if you've been super loyal to segments that we've had over the years, God bless you, man. That's really cool. We appreciate it that you're listening. And I know this, for as long as we've been working in DFW radio, when did we go full time?
2008.
2008.
Or nine, something
like that. So we're old now. But I've never felt the momentum more at a radio station. Like out and about when you're in public, like you run into Tolos all the time. To me, it feels like Fight Club. Like in Fight Club, Brad Pitt and you know, what's the other actor in that?
Norton.
Yeah, he's out. You're having pie, you know, with the, you know, it's like, whatever. It's like, you know, people are like, hey, you know, and they, I'm down with y'all. I roll with y'all. People are always walking up saying, Tolo, you see it all over the place. The radio station seems exceedingly healthy to me, which is awesome. So we're grateful for all of you and your loyal support. So if you've liked what we've been doing over the years, it ain't changing. Nothing's going away. It's the same hosts and so forth. It's going to be the same type of content. We're just going to get into it faster, and we're going to be a little bit different with how we get to things, and we're really going to improve things.
Yeah, that's the goal at least. And hey, man, everybody's got their own opinions on the way things should sound and the way things should be. And so sometimes you just express those opinions and steer something in a different direction and see how it shakes out. But the core identity of whatever it is that we do on this show, at least, isn't going to change. I mean, there's still going to be a lot of time for fart drops, in my estimation.
How much time?
Fart drops can't stop, won't stop.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. 877-881-1053.
You have something you want to say, KT?
No, I just wanted to get that fart drop in. It was very important to me.
Well, one of the things that we've done.
Wait, I will say something. I will say something.
Okay, shut up, Ben.
Okay.
Shut up, Shippy.
It's about the people. No matter what, it's about the people. So if you like us, cool. If you don't like us, whatever. Yep. But if you like us and you've always liked us, you'll hang in there with us. And man, I truly believe that because we're not going to do you wrong.
Yeah, so. And let me mention something else. Ben always brings this up. The number one thing you can do is tell people, you know, to listen to the shows.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing you can do. And the other thing that we really appreciate, if you can do it, is when you support the advertisers that support the shows. If you don't drink whiskey, I don't want you drinking Balcones. If you do drink whiskey, I think you're insane not to try it. It's right. Great. Like, Ben and I truly love it. And hopefully, when you hear us talk about it, you could tell that we're down with it. Weed pluckers all the time.
Right.
They're great people. I think their wings are incredible. You think the same. So, you know, if you're a fan of the show or the shows or the station, tell people.
Right. I would say that I always describe my job to people like it's like being a coach, you know, of a pro sports team in this way. You're hired to be fired.
Like, oh, absolutely. We're all,
radio hosts are hired to be fired.
Yep.
You don't get a job and you get it forever. Mm-hmm. It's a job that everybody wants. And it's your success. Our agent once told us, it's the only job in the world where your success is determined by a lottery, because ratings are based on tiny sample sizes. So it's like, okay, did we do good? Did we not? Did we do well? Did we not do well? Well, it just depends on the meter sample size and who had meters and so forth. But the things that are absolutely quantifiable and measurable are people listening on the stream, people that...
Radio.com app has been killing it for us.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. It's been great.
Supporting our advertisers.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, it's like you said, if you get out and support your advertisers, you're helping a radio station be healthy. If you get out there on social media and you're telling your friends or coworkers, neighbors, hey, I heard this. And hey, did you hear Dirk? Did you hear Romo? Did you hear Cuban? Did you hear what this bit they did? Did you hear this or that? You know, spreading the word is the best way you can help a radio station. And like you said, Skin, supporting our advertisers. So God bless you to all of you who got us to this point where we are now, which is fantastic. And now it's about onward and upward from here. But I can guarantee you this. If it was a situation where they were like, hey, you guys can no longer have fun, or you can no longer do this, you know, hosts would be running for the doors. Mm-hmm. And they're not. Everybody's stoked and fired up about this opportunity because I think it's a chance for us to get even better.
Yeah. And by the way, this guy, Rudy Serrano, he says, what? No more Today game? Damn. I mean, I think we had exhausted the Today game, hadn't we?
I think so, because I think that was very mixed, but despite it being one of our highest rated segments.
And it was fun, but what more can we do with that thing?
I appreciate not looking up the birthdays every day. Yeah. I mean, it's just I've had so much more time for activities.
You know, I got to where I was looking at other local random radio personalities' webpages to find birthdays, and that's just exhausting.
Here's an example of how we're going to do things moving forward. Like yesterday, we got into the Northwestern coach talking about social media, and it was a sports topic because it was a football coach, a college football coach. And then it turned into 12 minutes to having fun, getting serious, whatever, just talking about social media. Today, you know, we talked about Tom Brady and his kiddo being in a somewhat dangerous situation, and it turned into a 10-minute conversation about people being idiots on those scooters around the Metroplex. It's only formatics, mm-hmm. You know, and so it's not really that different. And to your point earlier, Skin, unless you've worked in this business or you listen all day every day, you might not even notice the changes. So we contemplated not even addressing some of these changes, but
Sean ruined all that.
Sean kind of ruined it.
God, Sean.
And I was still on the edge, and then Fish popped up.
Oh, Fish. And then Sean's Zeke opinion. He's so wrong about the Zeke thing.
All I know is this, our time doing this
is radio, coming to an end.
This radio station's time at being as good as it is, it's fleeting. Yeah. It is. It's fleeting. It truly is. It's a fragile thing. And the only way it survives is with your loyal support. And so we don't even have this job if it's not for how much you guys have supported our radio station. So for that reason, I love that Sean broached the subject. He said, you're not stupid. We're nothing without you. You deserve to know what's going on. But we also wanted to address it because there's so much over panic about it. It's unnecessary. And as you said earlier, Skin, I think as time goes by, people will never remember that there was ever this blip on the radar.
Unless we did what this person suggests. Cody tweets in, how about the tomorrow day game?
You know what we kept finding with the today game is that we'd get here and we're like, all right, what did we do last year?
Right. So, which is a good sign. You need to put that thing to bed.
And we've done that. We've put segments to bed. The Love Shack. For example, that.
Let's bring that back.
That got put to bed over time. It's
Sports Shack. Love that.
Keep doing that all the time. So it happens. Segments come and go. New segments are created. New content is created. But that's ultimately what we're trying to do. And if we don't have something locked in at a time, so we don't have the Today game at 4:40. Well, whatever the biggest story of the day is, we have the freedom to get into that. So that's just a whole other way of looking at things. We're going to get you guys the most of what you're looking for, whether it's sports, whether it's non-sports. We're going to hit it all, and we're not changing. We're just reorganizing the way we present our audio.
And no matter what, we always have this.
So the Sports Shack just take calls from female listeners and let them weigh in with their sports points?
I don't know, but coming up next...
You guys see Mark Sanchez retired today?
No, I don't care.
Hold on. Good sports nugget.
Shippy.
Thank you. It's more of a Francesa thing. Shippy. Coming up next, though, KT has put in a lot of work pulling audio that we need to investigate from All or Nothing. This time it's the Panthers. We'll get into it next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.